Q105.fm, Nick Giuliano, afternoon show on the phone with me right now from Dancing with the Stars, Emma Slater.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Dancing with the Stars live, a Perfect 10 tour, Season 20 Mirrorball Trophy winner. Rumor will is going to be at Mohegan Sun Arena Saturday, June 20th here in Connecticut. MoheganSun.com for all the ticket info. First off, Emma, the tour is kicking off in a few days. How have rehearsals been going?
Well, actually, rehearsals have been very smooth. It's surprising to me because I've done a couple of tours, and this tour has gone really, really smooth. So I'm hoping that it keeps going on that plain sailing sort of way. I'm more excited about this tour. It's summer. We've got Rumour with us, which we've never had before. She's really excited to be here. And we also have some new dancers. We have Peter Murgatroyd. We have Jenna Johnson. We have Alan Burstyn. And we have Artem Chigvintsev. And they're all fan favorites. So it's going to be really great.
Back to Rumor for a second. I thought that was really cool when we got the press release that the winner was going to be joining all the professional dancers on the tour. This is someone who was an actress who went through this whole process, and now she's going to be dancing in front of a live crowd. So I thought that was really cool.
Oh, it's really great. We actually treat her like a professional dancer. She's actually performing a couple of her dances, some of my favorites. And then we see Rumor as kind of like one of us, a professional dancer. She's such a nice person. She's going to add so much to the tour. And I believe she's actually going to be singing a couple of the numbers too. She's got the most beautiful voice.
So obviously when you were performing on a TV, on the show on ABC, there's millions and millions of people watching you. But for someone like yourself who has been a performer her whole life, to walk out on stage like you're going to do here in Connecticut to 10,000 people to dance in front of that audience, that adrenaline rush has got to be something unmatched.
It really is. And in particular, Mohegan Sun is one of our most favorite venues in Connecticut. Yeah, I just think that atmosphere is unparalleled, and we can't really create that in many other places. The difference between live TV and doing it on stage is huge for us. We can actually see the audience that we're dancing to as opposed to the camera, and we get that sort of, I guess, instant satisfaction from the applause and the reception of the audience straight away. So it's beautiful. Like, it really does give you an adrenaline rush like no other. I'm super excited.
I'm talking with Emma Slater. She is on the Dancing with the Stars live tour coming to Mohegan Sun Arena June 20th. Go to MoheganSun.com for all the ticket info. And I follow you on Twitter and Instagram, Emma. It's really cool to me to see what a close group you guys are. And I think that's going to translate on tour. But every other tweet from you is about someone that you're going on tour with this upcoming in a few weeks.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, I have to follow you back, but you have to keep following because Every show, I'm going to post a picture of the audience, and I'm going to tell them all to tag themselves. It's probably going to, like, blow up my social media, or the social media in general. But it's great. You know, we really are a family. We're super, super close. We wake up, like, and see each other in the morning. We're the last thing we see when we go to bed. We all eat together. We go out together and socialize together. And then, of course, we work together, too. So you have to sort of... We are forced to like each other, but that really doesn't matter anyway because we do. We love each other completely. It's great.
When you work with people, you have to get through it, but when everyone has a good time and gets along, it makes it that much better.
Oh, it really does. It makes a world of difference. And it helps when you're sharing a tour bus because there's a lot of eventful things that go on there, I can tell you.
How many people do they have on a tour bus?
I think this time around we have 11.
We
have actually two tour buses. Actually, I think maybe three tour buses. So... but we have 11 people in our bus. It's actually a super cool bus, although we do fight about who's getting the bottom bunk and who's getting the top bunk, but it's all fun. It's a great sort of, it's a great community. It's basically a community on wheels. We actually look forward to just finishing the show and then getting on the bus, and we'll all, like, sit in the lounge and put a movie on and sort of cuddle up together, and then in the morning we'll get up and we'll walk out in a new venue in a new place because we've been driving through the night, and then we'll go and find a good coffee place and just chat, really. It's a really super different dynamic to the season, the TV show.
Well, speaking of fun and the TV show, I wanted to ask you this because he is someone I've interviewed, Redfoo. I know it was a short-lived stint that you guys had on this past season of Dancing with the Stars, but, I mean, how much fun was it working with that guy? He's crazy. He's awesome, though.
He's absolutely crazy. He's such a great person, very, like, explosive personality, like, really exuberant. And I remember our first meeting, I was so insanely, insanely happy. And I'm such a big fan of his music anyway. And then the next time I met him, he told me we were going to Australia. So we ended up going to Australia for 10 days because he had some work commitments over there and we were rehearsing. It was so much fun. He's such a nice guy. And he put so much effort into it. Sadly, it wasn't supposed to be, but we've remained friends afterwards.
Well, I know that you're focused on the tour right now, but is there any word on next season? Have you gotten any information on that yet? Because your fans want to know.
Oh, you're so sweet. You know what? The fans will be the first to know. Actually, we don't find out until maybe a couple of months from now, so it's normally quite tight-lipped, but you guys will be the first to know.
Wrapping up here with Emma Slater. She is on the Dancing with the Stars tour coming to Mohegan Sun Arena. And I know that I read a lot about this, but for those that haven't been to a show, you guys do some numbers that people have seen from the television show, but a lot of it is new material, correct?
Yeah, a lot of it is new material that people have never seen before. We do have maybe three or four numbers that are classics that we've brought back from this exact season, including a couple that Rumour will be performing. We have Melissa Roycroft, who is she was the Mirrorball champion for the All-Star season, and she's phenomenal. She's going to be performing some of her classics too. But we have all new material. We involve the audience. It's really like getting to know us because, I mean, at one point, Sasha Parler and I come into the audience with some microphones and we ask you guys questions and some lucky lady might sneak in and dance with one of the professional boys. It's really active and a lot of great energy for the audience. They really feel like a part of the show and that they get to know us, which I hopefully is that what they want.
Dancing with the Stars, a live Perfect 10 Tour Season 20 Mirrorball Trophy winner, Rumour Willis, will be there as well. It's at Mohegan Sun Arena next Saturday, June 20th, MohegansSun.com for all the details. Emma, it was so nice talking to you. And
it's lovely to talk to you.
Have fun to start the tour in New Jersey, and we'll see you in Connecticut in 10 days.
Yes, see you on the 20th. Thank you.